Section 10. This is my voice unto all. Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 25. Many of the revelations given in the Doctrine and Covenants were given to individuals. Although the counsel in the revelations was specific to individuals who lived many years ago, much of this counsel applies to us today. In July 1830, the Lord directed a revelation to Emma Smith, the wife of the prophet Joseph Smith. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 25. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 25, verses 5 and 14. What are some ways that husbands and wives can help each other in times of difficulty? How can spouses show that they delight in each other? Read the following passages about the Lord's counsel to avoid pride. Warnings to avoid pride. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 23, verse 1. Section 25, verse 14. Section 38, verse 39. Section 90, verse 17. And Section 98, verses 19 through 20. Blessings for those who are humble. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, verse 28. Section 19, verse 23. Section 112, verse 10. And Section 124, verse 97. Scripture chain likening the Scriptures to ourselves. 1 Nephi, chapter 19, verse 23. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 25, verses 13 through 16. Section 61, verses 36 through 37. Section 82, verses 1 through 6. And Section 93, verse 49. Scriptures relating to Section 10, This is my voice unto all. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 25, verse 5 and verse 14. 5. And the office of thy calling shall be for a comfort unto my servant Joseph Smith, Jr., thy husband, in his afflictions with consoling words in the spirit of meekness. 14. Continue in the spirit of meekness and beware of pride. Let thy soul delight in thy husband and the glory which shall come upon him. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 23, verse 1. Behold, I speak unto you, Oliver, a few words. Behold, thou art blessed and art under no condemnation. But beware of pride, lest thou shouldst enter into temptation. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 38, verse 39. And if ye seek the riches which it is the will of the Father to give unto you, ye shall be the richest of all people, for ye shall have the riches of eternity. And it must needs be that the riches of the earth are mine to give. But beware of pride, lest ye become as the Nephites of old. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 90, verse 17. Be not ashamed, neither confounded, but be admonished in all your high-mindedness and pride, for it bringeth a snare upon your souls. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, verses 19 through 20. 19. Behold, I, the Lord, am not well pleased with many who are in the church at Kirtland. 20. For they do not forsake their sins and their wicked ways, the pride of their hearts and their covetousness, and all their detestable things, and observe the words of wisdom and eternal life, which I have given unto them. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, verse 28. And inasmuch as they were humble, they might be made strong, and blessed from on high, and receive knowledge from time to time. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verse 23. Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 112, verse 10. Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand, and give thee answer to thy prayers. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 124, verse 97. Let my servant William Law also receive the keys by which he may ask and receive blessings. Let him be humble before me and be without guile, and he shall receive of my spirit even the Comforter, which shall manifest unto him the truth of all things, and shall give him in the very hour what he shall say. Scriptures relating to the Scripture chain likening the Scriptures to ourselves. 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. And I did read many things unto them which were written in the book of Moses. But that I might more fully persuade them to believe in the Lord their Redeemer, I did read unto them that which was written by the prophet Isaiah. For I did liken all Scriptures unto us, that it might be for our profit and learning. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 25, verses 13 through 16. 13. Wherefore lift up thy heart and rejoice, and cleave unto the covenants which thou hast made. 14. Continue in the spirit of meekness, and beware of pride. Let thy soul delight in thy husband, and the glory which shall come upon him. 15. Keep my commandments continually, and a crown of righteousness thou shalt receive. And except thou do this, where I am, you cannot come. 16. And verily, verily, I say unto you, that this is my voice unto all. Amen. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 61, verses 36 through 37. 36. And now verily I say unto you, and what I say unto one, I say unto all, be of good cheer, little children, for I am in your midst, and I have not forsaken you. 37. And inasmuch as you have humbled yourselves before me, the blessings of the kingdom are yours. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 82, verses 1 through 6. 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, my servants, that inasmuch as you have forgiven one another your trespasses, even so I, the Lord, forgive you. 2. Nevertheless, there are those among you who have sinned exceedingly. Yea, even all of you have sinned. But verily I say unto you, beware from henceforth, and refrain from sin, lest sore judgments fall upon your heads. 3. For of him unto whom much is given, much is required, and he who sins against the greater light shall receive the greater condemnation. 4. Ye call upon my name for revelations, and I give them unto you, and inasmuch as ye keep not my sayings which I give unto you, ye become transgressors, and justice and judgment are the penalty which is affixed unto my law. 5. Therefore what I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, for the adversary spreadeth his dominions, and darkness reigneth. 6. And the anger of God kindleth against the inhabitants of the earth, and none doeth good, for all have gone out of the way. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 93, verse 49. What I say unto one, I say unto all, pray always lest that wicked one have power in you, and remove you out of your place. End of the scriptures relating to section number 10, this is my voice unto all. End of section 10, this is my voice unto all.